Thank you for joining us at Knockbreda Parish Church on this European Heritage Open Day. We're delighted that you could be here. My name is William Press, and I've been the rector of Knockbreda for the past 8 years or so. It's a privilege to pastor a church with such historic pedigree. We like to say how we are the mother church of many other Anglican churches in the area. Going back to 1737, the same year as the founding of the newsletter, Knockbreda has been involved in the planting of many other Belfast churches since then. The good news of Jesus has been proclaimed, therefore, not only from the former historic triple-decker pulpit of Knockbreda in years gone by, but also from the pulpits and reading desks of our daughter churches, bringing faith and hope to countless individuals over the decades and centuries. The church, of course, according to the Bible, is the people of God, people who have gathered together for prayer and praise and to hear God's word, Sunday by Sunday and at many other times through the week. Over the years, they have helped the poor and needy, gave sacrificially, supported missions overseas, taught in Sunday school, sung in the choir, served on church committees, and as church wardens. Some of these Christian people have their names recorded on various monuments in the church building or in the graveyard. Many other ordinary believers who have served the Lord in this place over the years have no tangible memorial to them here, but have their names recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is better by far. Of course, Knockbreda, while keeping one thankful eye on the past, is also mindful of the needs of the present and future. There are many challenges to Christian faith in our modern world, though through them all, our Lord Jesus has promised to build his church, which is what we seek to do at Knockbreda, as we reach out in the name of Christ to young and old, sharing the saving message of new life in Christ. Only as we trust in him, the head of the church, can Knockbreda Parish plan and prepare for future ministry and service. We give thanks for the past and trust God for the future.